Hello and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I welcome you here with us today. I'm so glad that you've joined us. When we meet together normally in person for a Sunday service, one of the first things that we do is say good morning to the people that are sitting near us. And what really happens is it's a way for us to extend our love and to experience our connection and that care that we have for each other. And so since we aren't together right now, what I invite you to do is to just hold in your mind's eye some of those people that sit around you if you attend our services. And if you don't attend our service, to just hold in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and care about. And so right now, imagine yourself sending light from your heart out to theirs. That light of your heart wraps itself around them. You are extending your love and your care, extending the energy of peace to see them standing in their own wholeness and in their own power. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending them a blessing. And to recognize that also the chances are very high that as somebody watches this video, that they actually are sending you a blessing as well. And how wonderful it is to get to participate in blessing each other. And so as we begin our service, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, to come forward. She is going to do an evocation, as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is already present where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to let go of all that's gone on before this moment, and to breathe into this moment, to allow yourself just to be in your body, and to allow the sound of this bowl to help you slow down as you resonate with this sound.
Join me as I take this moment to become still and turn within to the one life that permeates my consciousness, which guides and directs my life. And I know there is only one power, an infinite intelligence in the universe, which is ever-present. It is at the center of my being and is present right here and now as the love and joy of spirit. And it manifests itself in and through Living Beyond Limits. And as I fully experience this presence within, I know that all people everywhere are held in the loving thoughts of spirit. I allow my heart to expand and become aware of the inner presence that lives in and through me. And it invites me to be open and express the love and joy of life that is always available for everyone. And so today, I bless our time together. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her words that bring our awareness of spirit that is living within us and around us and which blesses our life. I bless all people everywhere. And so it is. Hello. My reading today is from Infinite Possibilities by Mike Dooley. And it comes from the chapter entitled, Life is Waiting for You. And it goes like this. People often say that the only constant in life is change. But I think there's another way to look at life. Life never changes. It's perfect and finished. Life is like the big silver screen that movies are shown on, never changing, even while the pictures on it do. It's just that there is time and space, and we are the projectors, shining our lights onto the screen of life. It's we who change constantly, not life. Life itself is very predictable. When you stop looking at the effects of your creations and start looking at the underlying, steadfast principles involved. If you understand that life is constant, you must also believe in the need for absolute certainty. Unchanging principles that make this possible. We use these principles to create our own life by using our thoughts, our beliefs, and intentions. Life is waiting for you. Your life is a blank canvas with far more room for creativity and expression than we have ever suspected. There is no life without you, only unlimited potential that needs you to give it meaning, to give it shape, and to give it purpose. Mm. And so it is.
Mm. Fabulous. Thank you very much. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And if you know it, I invite you to join me in saying it. And if you don't, I invite you just to take this in. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity by simply showing up and being reminded that, yes, indeed, the presence of the infinite is always right where we are. That we are surrounded by it and enveloped by it and filled with it. That everything is imbued with beauty and with good, with love and with peace. And what happens is, as we recognize that those qualities, just like Barbara said, are always present within us, that then we actually have access to them. Because when we forget, we can't bring them forward. When we remember, oh yes, love is within me, then we can bring it forward into the situation or the circumstance that is calling for and asking for love or peace. And so as we do that, we are acting as a beneficial presence to those that we encounter, to ourselves, and actually to the collective whole, because we are all part of this collective consciousness and collective one of humanity. And so I say thank you so much for answering the call of your own heart and your own spirit to be bringing that divine presence, your own divine nature into this world in a way that is healing, a way that is beautiful, and a way that is beneficial. Thank you for that. And so, do you know the song that the lyrics go, "Let's give peace a chance"? What if we actually really did give peace a chance? What if we actually gave hope a chance? What if we actually gave our own heartfelt desires and hopes for this world a chance? I think that we all here at Centers for Spiritual Living have a deep heartfelt desire to live in a world that works for everyone. To live in a world where everyone experiences peace and health and prosperity, where we live in unity with each other, and where we care for and about each other. We want that for ourselves and for our loved ones, and we really want that for everyone. Everyone in this country and everyone on this planet. We want to live in a world where harmony and compassion and wisdom are the things that guide us in our choices and in our actions. And the problem is so often instead of listening to those heartfelt desires and those hopes and those dreams within us, that instead we listen to our fears and we listen to our doubts and we listen to the naysayers and to the fear mongers. We just listen to the media. You do realize, I think, that the news media's job is to keep us hooked in. And by keeping us in angst, we are more likely to tune back in thinking that they are going to have the answer of the thing that keeps us safe. But we end up giving that our attention and giving that our time and our energy. The problem is also, instead of listening to our own heartfelt desires for this world, we listen to our rational mind that says, "Oh, that probably won't happen. Oh, that's never going to happen." We forget that we live in a field of infinite possibility. That we live in that energy of infinite possibility. We forget that there is a force for good that is ever present, that is always right where we are, that is available, and that is simply awaiting a space so that it can unfold itself. Because it's already present. It's just looking for space to express itself. We forget that at the very center of our being and at the very center of everything that's going on is a divine love. We forget that at the center of everything is the intelligence of the universe, a creativity, a creative force, a power for good. That is present, and that is actually the fabric of which everything is made. It is the thing that everything is imbued with. But instead, we forget that. We just think, oh, it's impossible. Or at least we think, oh, it's improbable that those things will happen. In the Science to Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes addresses this. He says, anything that will enable us to express greater life, greater happiness, greater power, so long as it does not harm anyone, must be the will of God for us. When we have heartfelt desires that are for good, that is the will of God for us and for humanity. When our dreams and our desires are in alignment with that nature of love, with the nature of that love intelligence, all the universe is back of us. When our dreams and our desires are in alignment with the love intelligence, with the power of the universe, all of the power is back of us and what it is that we want. But instead, we forget that our consciousness is creative. We forget that consciousness is creative and our consciousness is creative. That what we think about, what we focus on, what we believe in, we create an opening for into this world of more of the same. And so Ernest Holmes also says in the Science of Mind textbook, wherever the image of thought is set, there the power to create resides. God, if thou seest God, dust, if thou seest dust. Can we see good where evil appears to be? Then we can remove the evil. When we bring a lamp into a darkened room, where does the darkness go? The darkness neither came nor went anywhere. It was never a thing of itself, merely a condition. And we have power over conditions. So the title of my talk today is Let It Begin With Me. And I'm talking about listening to those heartfelt desires and hopes and dreams that we have for the world, and to let those be the things that influence or inform our prayers and our meditations and our visualizations and our affirmations and our words and our actions and our thoughts and what we do in the world. To allow that to be the thing that influences us. I'm inviting each of us, me and you alike, to create an opening in consciousness where that highest vision that we have of what we want this world to look like can unfold, can express itself, to create an avenue through which it can come through us. Because the truth is, we are all part of this collective consciousness. And when we create an opening in ourselves, it creates an opening in consciousness everywhere. It invites it into the world, if you will. And so my question to you is, what is it that you want for this world? What do you dream for this world and hope for this world, for this country? And so I invite you just to close your eyes for a moment and to ask yourself that. What is it that I want? Or what is my highest dream? What does my heart long for our country, these United States of America? Can you see it in your mind's eye? Can you imagine it happening in your mind's eye? To ask yourself, what is it that I want? What is my heart's longing or dream for politics and politicians and the political system in this country? Can you see it? Can you imagine it? Can you feel what your body would feel like if it were actually happening? And what is it that your heart dreams of for this entire world? And can you see that in your mind's eye? what is your heart's desire for the city in which you live? Can you imagine that? And what it would feel like and what it would look like? And what is your highest dream for your family and your friends and your loved ones? What does that look like? And so I invite you to open your eyes. And so I invite you and encourage you to hold that as a possibility as we enter this new year. You know, it makes me think of, in 1954, Roger Bannister beat the 4-minute mile. And human beings believed that the human body was incapable of running a mile in faster than 4 minutes. But once Roger Bannister beat that 4-minute mile, all of a sudden, people around the whole entire world started running a mile in under 4 minutes. Because it became possible in people's minds. Once it becomes possible in the human mind, then it's able to come into this world in form. So I invite you to hold those dreams that you have as a possibility that they can actually unfold themselves, that they are actually possible for that to be in form. And hold the space for those things to come into form in this world. To also know that when you speak the truth with a capital T, then your thinking is already in alignment with Spirit. And when your words are in alignment with Spirit, it is as if the Almighty is speaking those words through you. It's as if the Almighty has spoken when you speak words of truth. When you speak words of truth, like recognizing that there is a principle of intelligence that is ever present in everything, through everything, as everything. It is the very foundation of life. When I recognize that that intelligence is ever present, that is speaking the truth. It creates an opening for that to unfold itself. When I recognize that peace is ever present behind everything, anything that looks like chaos, peace is still right there in that moment. When I recognize that peace and I see it and I claim it, that is speaking a word of truth. And when we speak a word of truth, it's as if the Almighty has spoken right there and then. And so also, a little side note, I invite you, in case you haven't heard yet, that we are going to join Centers for Spiritual Living for the World Peace Service Meditation, where we all hold space. Hundreds of thousands of people at the same time hold space for peace to emerge in this world. And it is happening Thursday morning, New Year's Eve morning, December 31st, at 4 a.m. our time, which is noon Greenwich Mean Time, so that everyone around the world is praying and meditating and holding the opening for peace to unfold all at the same time. And so watch your email for, it's going to be on Zoom, and so watch your email for that Zoom link. It'll be coming to you. It's already come once, but we will send it out again. When we envision peace and love and harmony and oneness, we are aligning our consciousness with the only presence and power that exists in the universe. And when we do that, we are simply announcing reality, capital R reality, announcing what already exists. And as we do that, we magnify that particular thing into form. Ernest Holmes said, if you have doubt in your ability to create through your spoken word, to ask yourself, who am I? What am I? Who is it that is speaking these words? Get in touch with that part of yourself that knows the truth, that is the truth, the part of yourself that knows that it is connected to that divine presence and a part of it and an out-picturing of it. When your divine nature is the thing that is speaking, the power, the creative force of the universe, that force for good, is announcing itself into form by means of you. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, meditate daily upon the universe of all good, the infinite indwelling spirit, which we call God, incarnate in man, trying to sense and feel this indwelling good as the active principle of our lives. This is what the mystics call the angel of God's presence. This is why they have taught that there are always two, for there is what we seem to be and what we really are. There is what this world seems to be and what it really is. There is what life seems to be and what it really is. It is really imbued with the divine, imbued with that intelligence and wisdom and love and creativity and good. That's what it really is. We're being invited to see that in the midst of whatever challenge is going on. And for me, and I don't know about for you, but sometimes it can be challenging to see, to envision the thing that I desire as if it's already happening, and then to hold it as if it's already happening, because it's all I need to do is turn on the news, and then it's like, oh, that's not happening. But what I can do is I can imagine it, I can visualize it, I can feel it as if it's happening. And then I can know that in form, in the mind of God, that thing already exists as a complete idea. Cooperation already exists, fully orbed in the mind of God. Common ground already exists as a complete idea. Fully orbed idea in consciousness, that consciousness that permeates everything. Harmony already exists. It's an unchanging, eternal principle, just like gravity is. It's already present. I can see that, and I can feel my way into that. I can sense that, and I can hold that. That's easy to do. So I see it in form, and I know that really it's it is already present in the invisible world because it already exists. I hope that makes sense to you. What happens is then I can feel it, and I can sense it. I don't have to make it up. I don't have to create it. I can just feel my way into it and announce that this is the truth. And in the Bible it says, seek first the kingdom. Connect with that highest part of yourself. Connect with the divine within you, the part that is inspiration itself. Connect with the light within yourself and let that inspire your thinking and inspire your actions and inspire your prayers and inspire your knowing. Let those two things mingle, your heart's desires for the world and the part of you that already knows and already is that presence in form. Let your prayers be inspired from that presence of the Most High God that you can grasp and feel when you're in meditation. The presence of God of your own being. When we come from that place of connection, that's the place of power. So come from that place of connection and pray for our country and envision cooperation as reality and what's really happening. Hold in your mind's eye working together in cooperation, in compassion. Hold in your mind's eye equality and common ground and harmony. And then go out into the world and be it. Be that consciousness in action. So let us be the place in consciousness and the place in action for spirit to unfold, for solutions to unfold and to expand and to grow and to flourish. And so I'd like to close today with a prayer of peace. And so let us begin there, and let it begin with me, and let it begin with you. And so it's a prayer of peace by St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying to our smaller selves that we are born to that which is eternal. And so I invite you to continue just to join me in affirmative prayer. And so I recognize that that infinite presence is really the only power and the only presence and the only energy that exists. And it is an energy of absolute pure potentiality. It is the force and energy of creativity. It is intelligence and wisdom. It expresses as right action, as perfect solutions. It expresses as harmony and love and peace and unity, oneness. And so today we recognize that that is ever present. Every single bit of that presence of God is ever present, ever available, ever pouring itself into creation as this manifest world. That it is the thing that we live and move and have our beingness within, and it is the thing that is expressing itself within everything that we see. And so today, we place our attention and our hearts and our dreams into the lap and the arms of this loving presence, recognizing that its only desire is to unfold as good and as creativity, as love, as beauty, as joy. And so today we are glad participants in that. We give way to that presence in our own individual lives, and we see that presence everywhere. We see that presence in every single politician, We see that presence in every single system. We see that presence in every interaction, in every compromise, in every working towards a solution, in every person, in every home, in every life. And we know that that is the thing that is happening. God is happening in this world. And so it is with a grateful heart and with absolute trust and faith and high expectations that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, only expecting the best in this upcoming new year. And so I say thank you, God, for all of this. And so it is. And so, like I said, I invite you to join us with Centers for Spiritual Living on Zoom on December 31st at 4 a.m. Look for that email. We are not doing our spiritual practice and connection for next week, which is New Year's Eve. So, but we will be back on the week after that. We are continuing to do ministry of prayer. So if you have a prayer request, we would be happy to support you in prayer. You can call any of the practitioners or text them, or you can call Barbara Conant, and she will make sure you get on that list. We have prayer shawls. If you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, David and Barbara, our practitioners, are happy to pray over that prayer shawl for whatever specific need you're asking to have it for. And you may gift it to yourself or gift it to someone else who would like to be supported in prayer in that energy. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch all of our videos. And I invite you next week, we are going to have a live Zoom service again for our Sunday service next Sunday. I don't know what that date is, the 3rd, I think it's January 3rd, at 10 a.m., and we are going to have a New Year's ritual of release and embracing. And so I invite you to have by your side next week for that Zoom call to have a piece of paper and something to write with and to have a candle. And we will have a lovely service and ritual for the new year. And so blessings to you this week. I hope to see you Thursday night for the World Peace Service, and see you back here next Sunday morning for our New Year's ritual. Blessings to you.